The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Here's some breaking news on the local scene. One of the more disgusting things that any of us has seen for a long time is what happened at a middle school in the Olentangy School District, Olentangy Heights Middle School. Eight students are accused of contaminating their teacher's food with bodily fluids, and I'll just leave it at that. They were all charged with crimes in juvenile court, I believe it was last week. Well, just a few minutes ago, one of the eight students has pleaded guilty in juvenile court, and he has been sentenced to 30 days detention suspension. I'm not quite sure what that means, because I'm just now reading it. A judge found the teen adjudicated delinquent and handed down a 30-day detention sentence. Again, I'm quoting, in juvenile court, a guilty plea is referred to as an admission. Adjudicated delinquent is juvenile court equivalent of a conviction. While it's not a suspended sentence, the judge has not yet set a date. The teen must report to juvenile detention. The sentence is essentially being held over the teen's head by the judge. And a report date can be issued any time at the discretion of the judge. In the meantime, the teen is required to go on at least two restaurant food inspections with the Delaware General Health District, attend a health and safety presentation, submit a report, serve an unspecified number of community service hours with the Preservation Parks District, serve an additional 100 hours of community service, write a letter of apology to the victim, have no contact with the victim or fellow defendants in this case, and must remain under court supervision until all terms are completed. If the teen violates any of these terms, a judge can impose, up to 90 days of detention, and so forth. He can apply to have the case expunged 6 months after final completion of the case. Seven other students are charged. A second student will be in court this afternoon. The remaining suspects have court hearings set for later this week. In a statement today, Olentangy Schools said, quote, we are glad this case is moving forward and will continue to do everything we can to support local law enforcement and the victims of this case. My big question, repentance. Are these kids really sorry? Are they sorry for what they did, or are they sorry that they got caught? And many times that is very difficult to determine. But anyway, that's breaking news. The first of the eight students has admitted his guilt and has been given a sentence of 30 days, I am assuming, at the juvenile detention facility in Delaware County, plus the other details that I read to you. All right, this case, if there was ever an illustration of why the American people do not trust the media, nor the liberal left. And today, folks, the liberal progressive left politically and the mainstream media are just about one and the same. Talk about being joined at the hip. And here is an illustration. I don't know whether you heard about this case, but I believe it was Saturday in a major, what the New York Times was calling blockbuster story. It was basically a story about a new book that's coming out about Brett Kavanaugh. All right, now, most of you know, because you're smarter than the average bear, Brett Kavanaugh was thoroughly investigated by local police authorities in California, the FBI, and dozens of members of Congress. I doubt that there has been any Supreme Court nominee in recent history that was more examined, if you will, than Brett Kavanaugh. And he was confirmed because it was determined the accusations that were made against him had no proof, no evidence whatsoever. Now, did that make any difference whatsoever to the mainstream media or the liberal left? Nope. The fact that there was no evidence whatsoever, none, zero, zip, zilch, nada. There was no evidence of any of the accusations made about Brett Kavanaugh. And still, Democratic politicians are screaming and yelling that he shouldn't have been confirmed to the Supreme Court and so on. Well, all right. Over the weekend, the New York Times ran this article where it's not exactly a review of a book, but discussing a book that's coming out. And in this book is an accusation of a really distasteful, perverse accusation against Brett Kavanaugh when he was in college. It's just an ugly, dirty thing. There was this drunken party, supposedly, and Brett Kavanaugh with a bunch of other boys were, well, anyway, it's just dirty, offensive, and perverse. So the New York Times ran with this story, with this accusation. Well, Democrats went crazy. Almost every Democratic presidential candidate made a public statement demanding that Brett Kavanaugh either resign or be impeached. Kamala Harris, quote, "The reality of Kavanaugh's confirmation process is that it lacked any integrity. There's never been a meaningful investigation into these allegations. We need the truth." What a lie. Of course he was examined. Elizabeth Warren. "Last year, the Kavanaugh nomination was rammed through the Senate with a thorough examination of the without a thorough examination of the allegations against him. Like the man who appointed him, Kavanaugh should be impeached." Beto O'Rourke from Texas. "Yesterday, we learned of another accusation against Brett Kavanaugh, one we didn't find out about before he was confirmed. We know he lied. He should be impeached." Senator Cory Booker. "This new allegation and additional corroborating evidence adds to a long list of reasons why Brett Kavanaugh should not be a Supreme Court justice, blah, blah, blah. He should be impeached." Mayor Pete Buttigieg. "Kavanaugh should resign, and if he doesn't, the House should impeach him." Joe Biden. "This weekend's report in the New York Times raises again profoundly troubling questions about the integrity of the confirmation process that put Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court." Senator Bernie Sanders. "The revelations today confirm what we already knew. During his hearing, Kavanaugh faced credible accusations and lied to Congress. He should be impeached." Amy Klobuchar. Let's see. "Let us never forget what courage looks like," and called for his impeachment and so on. Here's the problem. There's no evidence. The New York Times omitted the most important thing about the story. The woman against whom this perverse act was performed says she doesn't remember it. Her friends have said, "She never said anything about it. We don't remember it." The woman to whom supposedly Brett Kavanaugh did this terrible thing refused to even be interviewed because she said, "I don't remember this." So in other words, once again, a completely false accusation. Oh, after it caused the stir, after all the Democratic candidates were screaming for his impeachment, the New York Times issued an update. Quote, an earlier version of this article, which was adapted from a forthcoming book, did not include one element of the book's account regarding an assertion by a Yale classmate. The book reports that the female student declined to be interviewed, and friends say she does not recall the incident. That information has now been added to the article. In other words, no proof, no evidence whatsoever. And that's in the book, but the New York Times did not include that until they were caught lying. And then they offered a very short correction. The few people have seen, and almost all of the Democratic presidential candidates, in spite of the fact that they are responding to something with no proof, no evidence, are still calling for the impeachment of a Supreme Court justice. How many times have we said the liberal left does not deal with truth and facts, but emotion and hysteria? Truth is not a virtue of the liberal left. It isn't. Truth does not matter. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I hate it when someone tries to describe a cartoon or a video or a picture over the radio. I hate that. But I'm going to do it because this is too good. I was just checking Facebook during the break, and one of my Facebook friends has a cartoon up. And it's the picture of a game show. There are three contestants over on the right, and there is the game show host over on the left. It looks a lot like the set of, like, Jeopardy, because there's a screen in back with all the different categories and so forth. On the back wall is the name of the program. This is the game show name. Facts Don't Matter. Yeah, it's a new game show. Facts Don't Matter. And here's the cartoon. New game show for college students. And then here is the caption underneath. I'm sorry, Jeanette. While your answer was correct, Walter was offended by it, so he gets the point. It's so true. That is so true. All right, I love this story. Johnny Erickson Tata, she's doing much better, by the way. So many of you prayed for her. And this is not name dropping, but Joy and I have a long, long, long relationship with Johnny going back to more than 45 years ago. Anyway, Joy and I just have enormous respect for Johnny Erickson Tata. Most of you know who she is. She's a quadriplegic. She's been in a wheelchair for over 50 years now. And founded Johnny and Friends many years ago and has impacted millions of people around the world with Johnny and Friends. She has a radio program. She has released several albums, CDs of her songs. She is a mouth artist. She draws unbelievable paintings, chalk drawings, pencil drawings, the oil paintings with her mouth, with either a pencil or a pen or a brush in her mouth. She's just an incredible individual. She has fought cancer now three times, in addition to being a quadriplegic in the wheelchair and so forth. Well, she was just part of a huge worship conference down in Nashville. And let me just read from the news release. It says, in a society largely devoid of Orthodox theology, Christians should continue to sing the great hymns to better understand the important foundational stones upon which their faith rests, Johnny Erickson Tata says. Quote, I don't know that many lay Christians study Orthodox theology. We do Bible studies, become involved with Bible study fellowship, but there isn't an urge among most lay Christians to study systematic theology. The great doctrines of the faith, the doctrine of hell and heaven, grace, sin, salvation. These are all important foundational stones upon which our faith rests. So few people actually delve into those deep waters. But when we sing great hymns of the faith, we are learning great doctrine and we don't even know it. She pointed to Rock of Ages and as an example of a timeless hymn that showcases the great doctrines of the faith. Written in 1763 by the Reverend Augustus Toplady, the hymn includes the lines, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save me from its guilt and power. She said, right there you've got, why have I been saved? I've been saved to serve and not to sin. The same ease with which we memorize jingles on TV or the radio should be applied to hymns, she said. Wouldn't it be great if instead of memorizing jingles, we had hymns coursing through our mind and memory throughout the day? We'd be rehearsing these powerful doctrines that would transform our hearts and our minds. Well, if you're a regular listener, you know that strikes a chord with me. Folks, I am not saying get rid of all the contemporary worship. I've never said that, won't say that. I'm not saying we should only sing 300-year-old hymns with a pipe organ. Haven't said that, will never say it. But I will say we are losing much of our Christian legacy because we are losing the hymns. This generation in the Christian church is the first generation in at least 200 years that have not passed on to the next generation some of the great hymns of the faith. It's the first one. It's the first generation in hundreds of years that we have not passed on an important part of our legacy, which is the hymns. Do the contemporary worship and praise. If it's good, if it's solid, if it says something, if it's doctrinally sound, yes, yes, yes. Have the praise teams and so forth. But please, do not lose the spiritual legacy of the great hymns of the faith. Just because it's old does not mean it's good. There are some old hymns that are really bad. But many of these hymns have stood the test of time and centuries. 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 400 years. There's a reason for that. I echo Johnny Erickson Tata's thoughts and challenge all of us. Let's not lose our legacy.
It's inspiration anytime you need it. Click today's devotional at WRFD.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.